Waka. Hello, I'm Bea Nicole, and this is Buried on the Tundra. I wish to acknowledge that I record this podcast on the ancestral land of the Yupik Chupik people. I acknowledge this is not only in thanks to the indigenous communities who have held relationships with the land for generations, but also in recognition of the historical and ongoing legacy of colonialism. Additionally, I acknowledge this as a point of reflection for all of us as we work towards dismantling colonial practices. Bea Nicole here, just wishing you a Merry Christmas. Hope you are staying safe and warm at home. Up in Bethel, it is a high of negative 20 today. Today's case occurs in Bethel. Bethel was incorporated in August 1957. Currently, it's estimated to have 6,586 people. There are two large annual events that occur. One is the Kuskokwim 300, which is a dog sled race, and also Jamai, a Yupik dance festival. Native dance teams will fly in from local villages. Also, there are a few dance teams from the islands of Hawaii that will fly in. So today's case is a little different. The victim in the case is a Gusuk, or white person. This case occurred 50 years ago, and truly there's not much on it in many media outlets, which is why we chose to cover it. On the afternoon of November 19th, 1972, Emmer Nicholson, who was 21 at the time, was seen coming out of a vehicle with blood on his hands and face. He was carrying a dead puppy and was there to confront the owner of the Bethel Yellow Cab Company, Norman Wallace. Nicholson claimed a cab had killed his dog. Wallace told Nicholson he didn't know if it had happened, but he would find out. The pair went into the company's garage, where Nicholson sat down and began rocking back and forth while screaming, "Yellow cab will pay." He then left the yellow cab company to go to his cousin's house. There, he grabbed a 12-gauge shotgun and shells. He then returned to the yellow cab company's garage. He shot at the furnace twice, and once into a truck's wheel. Nicholson then entered a cab and forced the driver to call Wallace to return to the garage. When Wallace returned, Nicholson got out of the cab. He pointed the shotgun at Wallace, who was still in another cab. At this time, Bethel Police Chief Thomas Clifford Dillon arrived at the yellow cab garage. Chief Dillon pointed his gun at Nicholson and told him to drop his shotgun. Nicholson turned his gun on Chief Dillon. Chief Dillon continued to try to talk Nicholson into dropping the weapon. The chief was able to get Nicholson to lower the weapon. Then Nicholson asked the chief to come inside the garage. It's unclear on whether it was to see the dead puppy or to talk about something else. When Chief Dillon entered the garage, he did not have his gun pointed at Nicholson, while Nicholson brought his gun back to his shoulder. During testimony, Nicholson stated that he wanted Chief Dillon to shoot him. The chief refused. Nicholson claimed he was pulling shells out of his gun when he shot Chief Dillon. Chief Dillon fell to the ground while shooting. Eyewitnesses suggest Nicholson shot twice or more times while the chief was shooting at him. Nicholson fled the scene and hid across the river. When Nicholson returned, he was arrested and charged with first-degree murder. He was found guilty and sentenced to life. However, on November 4th, 1977, the Alaska Supreme Court ruled the prosecution had withheld evidence from the defense and overturned the conviction. Interview notes were withheld from the defense. However, in the second trial, he was convicted of manslaughter and sentenced to 20 years. On January 12, 1978, Emmer Nicholson was paroled. Chief Thomas Clifford Dillon was from Maryland. Thomas was called Dick by his friends and family because of his love for the Dick Tracy comic strip. Dillon had been with the Bethel Police Department for 2.5 years. He was 32 years old. He left behind a wife, Elizabeth, and a 1-year-old son. Thomas Clifford Dillon was a brother, uncle, husband, and father. You can find case pictures, source materials, and a case map showing you the locations of each of the villages I've talked about. Go to buriedonthetundra.com. You can follow me on Facebook at Buried on the Tundra. You can also follow me on Instagram at Buried on the Tundra Podcast. Like, subscribe, review the podcast on whatever platform you're using. Next week, we're going to look at a VPSO from Eek who was arrested for sexual assault and human trafficking. If you'd like to suggest a case, please send an email to buriedonthetundra@gmail.com. Warmest wishes from the coldest state.